we are talking about the U visa. This is an immigration benefit that provides legal status for victims of certain types of crimes. An immigration benefit that provides legal presence, legal status for at least 4 years, and the person is going to be able to have a work permit.
So we just passed the one-year mark from the Pulse tragedy. How far along in the process are these two Pulse survivors that you're helping?
The thing with the U visas is that when the Congress passed the law to enact this particular visa type, it put only a cap of 10,000 visas per year. So what is happening for the past years is that we have more applicants than visas that are available for the applicants. Right now, the estimated amount of time for the applicant to wait for a decision is more than 18 months.
How soon could these two Pulse survivors have a U visa in their hand?
There's no lawyer in the earth that can answer that question. But we know this. After the visa application is evaluated and let's say is approved, so the visa is granted, if there is no visa available, because remember, we only have 10,000 visas available per year. But if the person was approved to have a visa and the visa is not available, the person is going to be put in a waiting list. At that moment, the person can apply for a work permit. But up to that moment, unfortunately, there's nothing the person can do.
And you mentioned earlier that the visas are good for 4 years.
That's correct.
Is there a path to permanent residence or citizenship?
Yes. Once the person reaches the point of 3 years after having his or her U visa approved, if the person meet the rest of the eligibility criteria for green cards, the person can apply for it. For example, the person has to prove that he or she has been physically present in the U.S. at least for 3 years, that the person has no criminal record. If the person complies with all that, the person can apply then, and the family members can apply then for a green card. After the green card is approved, after 5 years, the person then will be able to apply for citizenship. So this is the way I see a U visa. A U visa is a door that you can cross in order to have eventually a green card or a U.S. citizenship.
Now, this was the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. How has this experience affected you?
Having this experience with this particular community really touched my heart. These guys and girls are really affected. Last time that I talked to one of them was a month ago, and still the person, when you talk to him and you can tell that the person is reviving, you know, is living again everything. So I think that these particular events are going to be a mark in the life of the community for a long, long time.
That was attorney Raquel Santiago. She's helping a couple of Pulse survivors through the immigration process. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.